We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We have one of those rare shows where we have four different segments today. And we have Jamie Morris Hardiman in here from Thrive Manhattan. Good to have you in.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
I guess it's actually Thrive of the Flint Hills, isn't it?
Well, no, it's fine. That's good.
Okay. Well, it's good to have you in. We're going to talk a little bit about some upcoming events you have, including one that's just a couple weeks away.
It is the poverty simulation that we're sponsoring along with First United Methodist Church, First Congregational Church, and First Presbyterian Church, a lot of first churches that are helping to put that on with us. It's coming up on March 21st. It's 3 hours, 1 to 4 p.m., chance to come and experience what it's like to live in poverty for a month. I'd say, having done it myself, it's a life-changing event. It really changes your perspective on how difficult it is and the choices faced by people who are struggling financially. So I encourage everyone in the community to consider coming. I know March 21st is a busy day. It's Fake Patty's Day. So here's my alternative to you for Fake Patty's Day. Come and learn about poverty in our community.
Yeah, such a good idea here. And how did the idea come about to do one of these?
So this will be our second one that we've hosted. I actually attended one in 2001, so this has been around for a while. It's a kit that people purchase and then go to a facilitator training to learn how to do. So Elaine Johannes, who's part of our organization and is an extension professor at K-State, is our certified facilitator. And we just like to be able to present this to the community probably every 2 years to give people the opportunity to learn more about poverty in Manhattan and what it really looks like. It's one of those things that's really hard for us at Thrive to convince people that poverty is real in Manhattan. It's not just that there are K-State students here who are struggling financially. There are people who live here permanently that are struggling financially. And it's a real challenge for us to be able to convince people that that's a problem in Manhattan. So this is just one of those ways to try to open people's eyes to the reality in our community.
People, when they hear the word poverty, I think a lot of them have something they picture in their mind.
I think so, too. I think that's true. There's a lot of stereotypes about people who struggle financially.
Yeah, and so that this will kind of put some of those to bed here.
I hope so. I hope it gives a different perspective. You know, most of the people that we work with at Thrive are working multiple jobs. They are doing the best that they can to support their families in an economy that has expensive housing. So most of the people I work with spend about 50% of their income on housing, which 30% is what's recommended by the federal government. So that's pretty significant. Makes it very difficult for them to be able to provide food for their families or even just, you know, basic essentials like toilet paper. So the idea that people who are struggling financially are doing so because they're not educated or because they're not trying is definitely not true.
What factors into that? When you say housing, is that the rent and the utilities?
And utilities, right.
Okay.
Right. So the entire housing cost, not just rent, but yeah, everything that rent and utilities that makes your house, taxes if you have to pay those, you know, whatever goes into that factor. Yeah, it's expensive here. And it's expensive a lot of places. It's not just Manhattan. But when wages are not particularly high, and if you're not college educated, you're probably going to have a job that pays you maybe $8, $9 an hour. It's difficult to get by in this community.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no doubt about it. So March 21st, this is open to anybody wanting to come out?
It is. Anybody in the public, we do ask that you pre-register. So you can do that at thriveflinthills.com and then go to our events page and you can sign up. It's free. Encourage you to come from 1 to 4. Community service hours available for any of you who need that. So encouraging college students to think about coming to this. It's a great learning experience, particularly if you're in the fields of like education, social work, pre-law even. I think those are areas that this could really benefit you to be able to learn more about people who are that might be your future clients, future students in your classroom, so that you know what they're experiencing as they struggle financially.
Yeah, there's so many things. Yeah, this is going to be great because you get there, you probably have a list of, okay, you have X amount of money. You have to make this last until the end of the month.
Right.
And, you got to feed maybe 2, 3, 4 people
right.
in your family.
Yeah, each person's assigned a role, so they're different scenarios. You might be a single person in their 80s who's living on Social Security. Mm. You might be a family of five, and you and your husband are trying to provide for three kids, maybe working multiple jobs. Maybe there's been a job loss. So lots of different scenarios that people will play out, and you're assigned a role when you get there. So your situation could be a situational poverty, meaning like a job loss, or it could be generational poverty where your family's been living in poverty for multiple generations and that's all you've really ever known. So just an interesting way, we do 4 15-minute weeks during that time. So you have those, that's your month to live through. And there are various challenges that will come up for your family during that time that you have to overcome. So it is definitely an eye-opening experience.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. And it, you know, having had kids now, I noticed that more in my life. I feel like I make a lot of money, but how come I don't have more of it?
Right. You know? Expenses. Things are expensive. And yeah, again, thinking about where people are choosing to spend their money.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking with Jamie Morris Hardiman from Thrive of the Flint Hills and Poverty Simulation coming up March 21st. You also have another event coming up a little bit later on. Is that in May?
We do. So May 2nd, Thrive is going to try a new fundraiser. We're doing a May Day tea. We actually thought of making a mother-daughter tea, but we don't want to encourage just women to attend this. So just 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Harris Activity Center, we're going to have a fundraiser with tea and, you know, treats, different kinds of, you know, cakes and things for people to eat. We have a silent auction. And we'll also have a photo booth. So encourage people to come out with their friends and family. Again, thriveflinthills.com. Go to our events page and you can purchase tickets there.
Okay. That's coming up here. Really not that far away because
We're already at, you know, less than 2 months until that. I can't believe how fast this year is going. So, and it's a new fundraiser for us. So I don't know how it will go since it's our first year, but one of our staff members had gone to a tea with her mom down in Wichita. Her mom's in a memory care facility and they actually had it at the facility and invited people to come in with their family to this tea. And people wore fancy hats and they drank on their, you know, little cups and saucers with fancy china. And that's what we're trying to replicate is that idea of kind of high tea. Not that you have to dress like you're going to Downton Abbey, but, you know, think Downton Abbey kind of idea that this is, you know, intended to be something that's really fun for you to be able to do with your friends and your family.
Oh, great. And Thrive does such great work in our community. I know you guys are trying really hard to end the cycle of poverty.
Oh my
here
gosh,
for
yes.
Folks.
We really are. And it's difficult, but it's really enriching work. I love what I get to do at Thrive. I mean, we have families who come to us that are really struggling in a variety of areas in their lives, and we're able to help them just by providing scaffolding, right? A social support, role modeling, people who are their friends, and provide them with community to be able to help them to get the skills they need to get out of poverty and changing their whole family for the future. You know, my idea is if we can break this cycle with the people that are coming to us now as adults and working with their kids are going to have a very different life. And that's amazing to be able to say with a family, you know, this was your trajectory, but you came to us at Thrive and now your trajectory looks completely different. I just think that's really an uplifting place to be. And, you know, we always need volunteers. I'm constantly looking for allies, which are community volunteers who come and volunteer along with our participants, just to provide emotional support, really to be an intentional friend. So again, thriveflinthills.com. If you want to learn more about being an ally, we are always looking for volunteers. It's just a really meaningful volunteer experience.
And we were talking earlier on the radio show with Sydney Carlin, 66th District Representative. You probably know her a little
bit. I sure do.
But she, they're doing this thing where they have a word of the week that they announce in the legislature. And this week's word was empathy. And this just seems timely here. But, you know,
it does. It really does. You know, and one of the things that I need in people who want to be allies is that you come and you try to learn what it's like to walk in someone else's shoes. And that is exactly empathy. That idea of not judging, coming in and just listening to someone without judgment, it doesn't mean we don't try to hold our participants accountable. If they've set goals and they're not reaching those goals, we're going to have a conversation just like you'd have with your kids or with a friend. Hey, what went wrong? You know, what can we do differently? Are there barriers? Are there things we can do to try to make that goal achievable? Do we need to change the goal? Right? So there is accountability, but it's not judgment. It's not, wow, you didn't meet your goal because that was a really stupid decision that you made, which is oftentimes what I think people in poverty hear or perceive of themselves is that people think they're making bad decisions. Well, sometimes there's not good decisions to be made, and they're making the best decisions that they can. But we want to give them the skills to be able to make the best decisions possible. And so that's a big piece of what we do is that empathy, trying to understand what someone else's position is and have compassion for them.
All right. Well, if people want to learn more about you guys, do you guys have monthly meetings or how do you?
We meet every week. Every Tuesday night, we meet at the Harris Activity Center, which is part of the Methodist Church at 530 Points Avenue. So just right across the 6th Street from the Methodist Church by the library. And encourage people to come. We have dinner at 5:45, and then our meeting is from 6:30 until 8. So every week there's a meal. Every week we have youth programming. And just encourage people to come check us out and see what we're all about.
You know, here's an idea I have. You could go to the Thrive meeting and then go down to the city commission, go to the public hearing.
Yes!
And advocate a little bit.
Of course you can. Yeah, and that's one of the things we work with at Thrive is teaching our participants how to advocate for themselves. I think a lot of people that are struggling financially, particularly if you've lived in that situation your whole life, feel like you don't have a voice. And I believe everybody has a voice and that they should be using it. So we have encouraged our participants to register to vote. Many of them had never done that before and voted in the 2018 gubernatorial race, which was really exciting for them. They all came on Tuesday night at Thrive with their I voted stickers on. Nice. We encourage them to use their voice to talk about local issues that matter to them, to advocate for their kids at school. You know, a lot of our participants have kids that are struggling at school, and they may not feel like they have a voice to the teachers. We want them to use those voices. And so, yeah, that's a big piece to me, is trying to encourage people to use their voice.
Yeah, because city commission meetings, sometimes they meet at the same time, but the 7 o'clock
7 o'clock, meetings, yeah, come totally and have dinner, and you could totally go to city commission. That's right.
Just right down the road there.
It's lovely. You should definitely go to city commission.
All right. Well, Jamie, let's again recap the dates and times for the poverty simulation.
Okay, so March 21st from 1 to 4. Encourage people to pre-register for that on our website, thriveflinthills.com. And then our May Day Tea on May the 2nd from 2 to 4 p.m., which will also be at the Harris Activity Center. And again, our website is the place to register for that event.
Okay. Looking forward to all these events and helping out any way we can lift up our those who are struggling in our community financially. Jamie, always a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks, Brandon. I really appreciate it.
That's going to wrap up our In Focus here for today. Our thanks to all of our guests, Jamie Morris Hardiman, one of them, our Go Red survivor, Diana Nickel and Gail Donaldson, John Job from Raleigh County 4-H, and Karen Hibbard from the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. Stay tuned. We'll have a busy lineup here. What do we have coming up, Stephen? I can't remember.
Well, coming up next, we have Blueville's Horticulture Hints and Tips. That is in the 10 o'clock hour. Then following that, we have Rush Limbaugh. We also have Dan Patrick coming up and the game, as well as some K-State baseball and some MHS hoops all on the way throughout the day today. Definitely stick around. We've got a lot of great programming coming up.